From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. With the UN preparing to create a no-fly zone over Libya, the Gaddafi regime announced it's stopping military operations against rebels. But the rebels say they haven't stopped yet. In Tripoli, NPR's David Green says a top Libyan official is criticizing the UN action.
The foreign minister, Moussa Koussa, went on to say that Libya is committed to social, political, and economic development. Did have some angry words for the Security Council, saying that Libya was not pleased that they were going to impose a no-fly zone, and also said that that would hurt the Libyan people, not just Libya's government, if it included commercial planes as well.
The U.S. is demanding Muammar Gaddafi's forces immediately start pulling back from areas controlled by rebels in eastern Libya. The magnitude of Japan's earthquake and tsunami tragedy is becoming clearer a week after the country was struck. Authorities now confirm more than 6,000 people are dead. In Mizusawa, NPR's Rob Gifford reports more than 10,000 are still listed as missing.
The struggle to prevent a full-blown nuclear disaster has almost overshadowed the disaster of the tsunami itself. The new figures for those killed in the quake and tsunami have now surpassed the casualty figures for the Kobe quake of 1995. Japan's Nuclear Safety Agency confirmed that the level of the nuclear accident at the Fukushima plant has been raised to level 5 on a scale of 1 to 7, equal to the Three Mile Island accident in the U.S. in 1979. The Chernobyl disaster was a level 7. Meanwhile, the plight of hundreds of thousands left homeless by the earthquake and tsunami worsened as snow fell across northeastern Japan and supplies of water, food and fuel ran low at evacuation centers. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Mizusawa, northeastern Japan.
The government will not close its doors, at least for another 3 weeks. President Obama signed another stopgap spending bill. Meantime, NPR's Scott Horsley says more than 60 senators are urging the president to take a broader approach to solving the country's long-term budget woes.
32 Democrats and 32 Republicans have signed a letter to the president asking him to engage in a comprehensive discussion about reducing the government's debt. Nebraska Senator Mike Johann says the fact that nearly two-thirds of the Senate signed the letter is a powerful signal. Lawmakers are ready to tackle the problem, but Johann says it's up to Mr. Obama to lead the way.
That's why you pay the filing fee. That's why you run the campaign. That's why you make the case to your citizens that you're the one best qualified to be the leader.
The letter says comprehensive deficit talk should include spending cuts, entitlement changes, and tax reform. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Checking stocks, the Dow's up 98 points, NASDAQ is ahead 16, and the S&P is up 8 points. From Washington, this is NPR. Wisconsin's new law that strips public employees of most collective bargaining rights was scheduled to take effect next week, but a judge has issued an order blocking the law's implementation pending a lawsuit filed by a Democratic district attorney. He charges GOP lawmakers violated the state's open meetings law by hastily convening a special panel before the bill was passed. It's been a year since Congress passed the huge health care law, and a new poll shows the public remains as divided as ever about it. NPR's Julie Rovner reports opposition to the law's requirement for most people to have health insurance may not be as strong, though, as other surveys suggest.
The monthly tracking poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation for March finds overall public opinion on the health law barely changed from a year ago, with 42% saying they favor it and 46% saying they don't. A key reason for the negative feelings is the so-called individual mandate, the requirement for most people to have health insurance starting in 2014. It's opposed by 67% of those polled. But some of that opposition may be due to simple misunderstanding. When it was explained that people who already have insurance provided by their employers won't have to drop it and buy other coverage, opposition to the mandate fell to just 35%. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
Air France is facing charges over the 2009 crash of an airliner that went into the Atlantic, killing all 228 people on board. A French judge filed preliminary charges a day after filing similar charges against Airbus, which made the jet. The legal action means judges will be able to continue to investigate the case before deciding whether to send it to trial. Pam Coulter, NPR News.